The issue stems from three cities, Longmont, Lafayette, and Fort Collins. Each passed fracking bans or moratoriums and are now embroiled in lawsuits with the state and industry over their legality. Kelly Giddens is with the group Citizens for Healthy Fort Collins.
We won with 55% of the vote in Fort Collins to put a five-year moratorium on fracking, and then we were sued, and we just really felt like we wanted to get on board with this effort.
The group is one of 10 behind Local Control Colorado. Their proposed ballot measure seeks to amend the state constitution to give cities and towns more leeway to restrict when, where, and how oil and gas is developed, including fracking. Giddens says the measure would put more tools in the hands of communities.
This is really more of an a la carte approach that'll give each individual community the opportunity to have local control over whether or how to allow fracking.
You know, we do have a good system in place in Colorado, and it is working properly. To go and change everything just for the sake of change doesn't really seem necessary at this time.
John Halbert is with Coloradans for Responsible Energy Development, an educational outreach campaign funded by Anadarko Petroleum and Noble Energy that's against the ballot issue. He says communities already have tools for regulating oil and gas development, adding that the initiative isn't practical.
It just doesn't seem possible to have hundreds of local governments with different standards, and, you know, everything's geared towards health and safety and also the protection of our natural resources and clean air and clean water. But those are really kind of a state's role.
Other industry officials and Governor John Hickenlooper have asserted that local bans on oil and gas development go against state law. And in the past, the Colorado Supreme Court has ruled against municipalities that have banned oil and gas development.
You know, you really can't put a price on human health.
If the ballot issue initiates more lawsuits, Kelly Giddens says that's a risk the group is willing to take.
And if we have to go to court to defend our families, we're willing to do that.
Local Control Colorado still has several hurdles to clear before it can get the issue on the ballot. State officials will be reviewing the language in the coming weeks, and if approved, organizers would have until August to collect 86,000 valid signatures to get the initiative on the November ballot. For KUNC, I'm Grace Hood.